Good afternoon. My name is Greg Franca. I'm going to be hearing case number 318-0023. It's a appeal of a park exclusion of Jennifer Lombard. And today is she here? Okay. Is the time? It's the time and the place at 3:30 for the hearing. She has Miss Lombard is not present. And today, which I didn't mention, is March 27, 2018. It's 3:35 by our clock. And on the notice of hearing, which is exhibit number 6, it indicates that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case or hear other parties' testimony. You must be prepared to present your case at the hearing, including any witnesses or evidence you wish the hearings officer to consider. And then there's a further section requesting proposed postponement and how to do that. I'm just going to double check with the clerk and find out if we've had any communication with Ms. Lombard.
We have had no contact.
All right, and we do have someone here from the city, and so I'm going to at this time admit exhibits 1 through and including 8 into the record. From the city's perspective, I don't know if you've seen her letter, but she raises a number of constitutional issues, number of freedom of movement issues and liberty issues and a lot of things, none of which are totally irrelevant, but the problem is that without her being here and giving me a little more specificity, it makes it difficult. The one thing that I think is probably relevant that she raises in here is that the bench where she was sleeping, according to her, is outside the park boundaries. And so unless I have there, we receive, in essence, one thing from the city. It's a copy of the notice of exclusion, which indicates that she was trespassed under 164.245 and then failure to obey under city code and park closure under city code. But other than that, I have nothing. And so I will tell you before opening your mouth, she wins because I don't know that she was in the city in a city park at after hours. So. Just letting you know. If you raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear a firm testimony about to give the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
First name, last name, spell your last name, tell us who you work for.
Landon Goldberg, last name G-U-L-L-B-E-R-G. I work for the City of Portland Parks and Rec Bureau as a park ranger.
All right. Mr. Goldberg, what happened?
So, Ms. Lombard was camping in the park on a park bench that is owned and operated by the Parks Bureau. So whether or not the actual boundaries that she was in from 10th to 11th Street, Northeast 10th to 11th, she was actually on a parks operated boundary, basically just being on the bench itself. I warned her at about 22:30 that if she was still there by midnight, she would be there after park closure, and that would be trespass too. She stated that she didn't believe in those rules and city codes, and when police contacted her, which was well after midnight, approximately 00:15, she continued to argue with them, and we asked for an arrest for the trespass to violation. They declined because they had previous negative encounters with her, and we all decided that just issuing a 30-day exclusion and letting her be for the night would be the best route to take.
All right, the only part of your testimony that I don't understand is that my recollection of 2012-210, and I can look it up if you'd like, but that relates to park boundaries, okay? And so if Parks has something and owns something somewhere else, that's not a park. And so that's the part that I'm struggling with, is that your testimony and her testimony are consistent. She's on a park bench. Park bench. But I refer to park benches as in schools, too. It's a park bench. I mean, I don't know how else to refer it. School bench? Don't use that term. I just use it generically as a park bench. So I'm not trying to say it's a park in the park bench. It's park benches. She's simply sleeping on a park or a bench. That part is a little bit troublesome for me. Is you want to explain it?
Yeah, so like I said, the bench is actually owned and operated and maintained by Parks and Bureau. It's so basically it's Parks property even if it's outside of the boundaries, but the actual boundaries of Tanner Springs Natural Area are curb to curb from 10th to 11th, which is where the park benches are located.
So the park bench was within the curb to curb?
Yeah. So
I have no testimony from her saying that that's not true. She's not she's not technically contesting that. So I'm going to find that the bench was within the park. I will tell you in real life, if somebody comes in and says, no, here's a map and it shows that it's outside, I would change that decision. But for the purpose of this hearing, your testimony is the only testimony they have, therefore I will find it's in a park. I would commend you to double check that with folks, because the case that I had that was very troublesome was with at Pioneer Square.
Okay.
And somebody was doing something they weren't supposed to do and got excluded from Pioneer Square, but was out where the religious folks are doing their thing. It was a pain in the neck trying to define it. The other one we had was on the river with something camping, and where did the state land go and where did your park go, and we had all kinds of maps and GPSs and all kinds of good stuff. It was fun. But I'm telling you that your testimony wins today, but that doesn't mean that somebody doesn't come in and say, no, you're wrong, here's the boundaries, and I could have an absolutely different decision unless you come in with better information. So I'm going to find that she was in park. What time was it that you issued the exclusion?
Approximately 00:15.
And that park closes at what time?
00:01.
Okay, so it closes at midnight, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to find that she was in a park after park closure. I'm not going to make any findings with respect to the failure to obey and the trespass too. It doesn't make any difference anyway for this case. She'll be excluded for the 30 days. She will have the right to appeal, although she'll have to rely on a written statement only to do that. Anything further you want to tell me?
Nope.
All right, we'll close the hearing. I'm going to find the exclusion is valid. I'll admit exhibits 1 through and including 8.